Thank you. Thank you.
Morning has broken like the first morning. Blackbird has spoken like the first bird. Praise for the singing, praise for the morning, praise for them springing fresh from. Sweet the rain's new fall, sunlit from heaven, like the first dew fall on the first grass. Praise for the sweetness of the red garden, sprung in completeness where his feet. Mine is the sunlight, mine is the morning, born of the one light, Eden saw play. Praise with elation, praise every morning, God's recreation of the new day. Morning has broken like the first morning. Blackbird has spoken like the first bird. For the singing, praise for the morning, praise for them springing fresh from the world.
If you have an encounter with police, MassCAN wants you to know your rights. What you say to the police officer is always important. What you say can be used against you, and if you mouth off in any way, it can give them a reason to arrest you. Be respectful. If you're in a car, you must show your driver's license and registration, but in other situations, you cannot be legally arrested for refusing to identify yourself. You don't have to answer an officer's questions. Never consent to any search of yourself, your car, or your house. If you do consent to a search, it will affect your rights later in court. If the cops say they have a search warrant, ask to see it. You should always exercise your right to remain silent. You have the right to have an attorney present during any questioning. Don't interfere with or obstruct the police, because you can get arrested for that. Ask the officer if you're free to leave. Remember, you're a busy person with people to meet and perhaps a job to get to. At MassCAN, we think that marijuana should be legal, taxed and regulated just like alcohol and cigarettes. But if you're under the influence of anything, leave the driving to somebody else. For more information, please visit our website at masscan.org. That's MASSCANN.ORG.
Call the call.
Welcome to the Dweezil Show. It has been a while. I have missed you all. Decided to start that one off with a classic. It came out 23 years ago. But I'm not about the classics tonight. We have new stuff coming out. We have the Susan Constant coming into the studio here. But in the meantime, here's a slightly more recent classic.
Thank you. Take away our lovers. Take away our lovers and don't bring them back. Don't bring them back around here. Take away our lovers. Don't leave us any others here to fuck up. Cause you know that we will. We will. There's way too many of us going overboard. Well, there's way too many of us going overboard. Take away our lovers. Don't tell our mothers, God, what we.
Hello, everybody. I figured I would end that block off with some Skeletons in the Closet. That is what, some of the earliest demos of the Susan Constant?
Yeah, that's, I mean, right. we were just talking. There are no keys on that. that was recorded at our practice space in Bill Ricca before it flooded.
Wasn't your first album recorded in your practice space too? Or yep. Like pretty much everything up until this current one?
That's exactly that's right. True. That's pretty much how we did things up until 2016.
What made that change? I mean, I wanted to ease into that kind of discussion, but you're the one who brought it up, man.
I mean, it sort of just happened. We released our last album, Keepers, last year. We recorded that in our space. It didn't come out as great as we had hoped. We sort of rushed it, and we just decided we wanted to do something different. We brought in Nick Grieco from the Field Effect to kind of help us from the beginning of the writing process and through the demo process. And it really helped our writing process and kind of just changed the way that we did things.
Yeah.
It was a great experience.
So you do realize now that you have Nick Grieco, you actually have to spend money on your records now.
Yeah, we did. This was the first time that we really spent any money.
Yeah.
But it was money well spent working with Nick, and we went into Ugly Duck Studios in Brighton this spring with Dave Chapman and Sam and the whole crew there. It was a great experience. So, yeah, here on out, our wallets will be empty as we record going forward.
Oh, yeah. You never know.
Now we're a real band, right?
Now you're a real band? You weren't a real band before?
We had our moments, you know.
Oh, my God. Well, let's just kick things off, because we're waiting for Paul, right?
He's on the way.
He's on the way, so once Paul gets here, we'll... Unless you want to talk smack about Paul right now, this is your opportunity.
Jeez, what would we say?
I hate that guy so much.
He's the worst, and he smells. You'll see when he gets here.
Oh, God. Remember, I've had you guys in here before. Like,
true.
Way back.
It's been a while, yeah.
For the first record, actually. And then there was that On the Town with Mikey D thing where I... Race down.
Yeah, you
here
saved
to,
the day. Yeah, yeah. We were all set up, ready to play with no DJ.
With no DJ. Oh, and
that's right.
There's me 35 miles away and the only one available.
Did you get you? I heard you got the Doug Marabelli police escort on the way here. Did that not happen?
Reference.
Did that not happen?
Not to me, but
okay.
It would not have surprised me at all if that actually would have happened to me. Because heaven knows I just can never make it to anything on time. All right. I'm just going to hit up the first single from the new record, Wherever It Is You Are Now. That's a deep title. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Oh, wait a minute. I need to change some things here. Because I put it in the wrong CD player, and now it's in the right one.
Make a choice and don't look back on everything. I am Dr. Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
More. What color you want? Unbelievable.
Frankie got my lighter. Now the spark is gone. I never was a fighter. It's time for moving on. Frankie got my lighter. Now the spark is gone. I never was a fighter.
to the suburbs.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've accidentally cut your daughter's bangs unevenly. Do you A, line things up a centimeter from her hairline?
Man, oh man, oh man, oh man, oh man!
No, sweatbands are so hot right now. Everyone's wearing them, like that basketball player and that other basketball player.
B, get spiritual.
Mom, where did all the mirrors go?
A reflection could never capture.
To the suburbs.
91.5 WMFO. That was I'm Not the One from the last EP, Keepers.
We threw around the idea of spelling it, you know, putting an A-H-S at the end instead of E-R-S, but veto.
Veto? Who vetoed it?
Everybody.
Yeah, that idea sucked. Yeah, no, let's just say Keepers. Now, so, you guys are here. There is a reason. You guys have an EP release coming up in exactly 7 days, right?
Yep, 1 week exactly from 7 days from now.
Probably
Salem
much.
Wolves will be playing before we start playing.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And there's somebody else playing, right?
Civic as well.
Yes. Civic and Salem Wolves. This is at the Middle East upstairs?
Yes, sir.
And doors are at 7. So, yeah. So, exactly 7 days from right now.
From right now. You could all be there. It's open to the public. Yep. We're encouraging people to come.
Yep.
Don't be late. It's an early show. Starts at 7.
It is an early show. Was that intentional or no?
It's a Middle East upstairs policy at this point. For Saturday shows, they're all going to be early. They have been for a few months now. It's still relatively new.
I hadn't heard about that, but
yeah,
okay. Yeah. I mean, I saw doors are at 8, and that just sounds normal to me.
Yeah. No, I mean, doors are at 6 or 7.
Yeah, doors are at 7. Music starts at pretty close to that. You know, early night, they have a soul...
Yeah, Soul Dance Night. They're running Soul.
Oh, they're doing it. They're doing the dance night thing.
Like 11, yeah. I think. So.
Oh, yeah. Good grief! They're gonna shove everybody out and then
shove
then
new people in. Yes, something to that effect. So anyway,
whatever it takes to
pay the rent over there.
You can remix a track or two from the new EP and then maybe it'll circulate in.
Stick around.
That's right. Goals for the new year.
Well, that is kind of a goal for the new year.
Sure.
With this new EP, wherever it is you are now.
Yes.
That's right. Okay. I almost said whenever. Because that would make even less sense.
Yeah, that would be even tougher. I could come up with a story for that one too, though.
Who came up with that title? Was it you, Paul, or?
It was our illustrious keyboard player, Jim, to my right.
Okay.
Jim, where did it come from?
Yeah, where did the title come from? Because when I saw the title, I'm like, that's very Matchbox 20. What's going on with that? Oof.
They have
like really two albums that have like really stupidly deep meanings, you know, or what is it, Yourself or Someone Like You or something like that.
Yeah.
You know? But
I celebrate their whole catalog.
There you go.
So, I mean, this was really just a reflection of sort of, you know, we've been doing this for a while, you know, together as a band in one form or another since college, and we've grown up and, you know, friends and fans have come and gone and moved away. And so it's kind of just a reflection of where we are now in our lives and, you know, where you are in your life as a listener. And you're still along with us for the journey. And here's a new record for you.
I was expecting a much deeper meaning, dude.
That was pretty deep.
That was beautiful. Come on.
That was very deep. I had to pull out a shovel to get to the bottom of that one.
Now that Paul's here and everyone's here, well, minus two, where are they?
Where are they?
Where are they?
Jason is...
He's probably in Seattle or in just Seattle. Outside.
Our drummer is out of town. And Emily, our bassist, is...
Her fiance's parents are in town. Yeah. She has family obligations.
Ah.
Yeah. Life is coming at the band fast. Emily's getting married.
Paul just had a baby.
I had a busy last couple of years.
Yeah. I mean, because the last time you were here at the Dweezil show was 2012? Early 13?
13, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so since that time, just myself, I got engaged, got married, started a business, and had a child.
Wow.
Hmm.
What have you done, Jim?
Not much.
Wow, that light. Wow, that You sound so worn down right now.
It's
well, not just, it, I mean, it's yeah, it's life day, getting life just yeah. coming at you and
yeah. And so it's funny when I hear Jim talk about that title. I mean, it sort of it resonates with me in a sense of just thinking, you know, how different my place in life is now than it was a few years ago. And I think a lot of the record and the lyrics reflect that as well.
Okay.
And trying to make something that's applicable to, 'cause I mean, when you're dealing with a lot of, you know, good things or bad things, for me, it's been good things in your personal life. It's real easy to write a record that resonates with you and nobody else. In the sense of getting too into your own specifics and not writing something that's vague enough to be universal.
Was there ever an intention to write it like that, or was it always meant to be almost an inward? Because I mean, hearing the single, it sounds very inward.
Yeah, I think that's my natural instinct is to do that, and I try to, as a songwriter, guard against making it so inward that nobody else is going to understand. I mean, you want to create something that both speaks to how you're feeling, but can speak to someone else who's maybe feeling a somewhat different way or dealing with something different, but can still respond to it. And so I think that's a focus of what I've been trying to do lately. And I liked the title when Jim suggested it, because it was aspirational, sort of a goal for me to continue thinking that way. But
well, wow, this is very NPR. Was it a conscious decision to have a more mature kind of sound, or more inward type subject matter, or did it just happen that way?
I think both. It sort of just happened that way, but I think it was also sort of a conscious decision we approached this record in a more mature fashion. We recorded it at Ugly Duck Studios rather than doing it ourselves. We brought in Nick Rico to produce for us, and those were all great experiences. But it was part of a conscious effort to make a more considered and sort of mature, professional-ish record.
Hearing the previous stuff, there's no lack of professionalism.
I appreciate that because we did those ourselves in our own space and worked super hard on them. But I think, you know, getting some outside ears in the process was good. And we had a lineup change. Our bass player, Emily, who's fantastic, came to us in 2013 after our prior bass player, on very good terms, departed to focus on other things. And he had produced all our records.
Oh, okay.
And he was another engineer too. So
yeah,
we were down to Paul.
Yeah.
So he was there for the whole thing.
Another recording engineer. I think we were looking to get some more outside input. He was able to sort of step outside from his work in the band and listen to us for what we were and act as an sort of inside producer in a very effective way. But bringing in Nick and the engineers at Ugly Duck, who are great, Sam and Dave, I think really allowed us to refine what we were doing a little bit more, to edit what we were doing a little bit more effectively,
make it a little more concise.
Yeah, so. And I do think it's, you know, that, you know, what I think of as sort of our, you know, what are the more mature aspects of this record? I think concision is one of them, and sort of a more focused even sound. So it was good. It was a good experience, and we're super psyched with how it came out.
Is concision even a word?
It is now.
I mean, I had never heard it like that. It probably is an actual word that you just never thought you would ever use in vocabulary. But
if, if it's not a word, I have some apologies to make to not only your listeners but other people. I don't think that's the first time.
We'll look up the word concision during the music. Now that Paul's here and we can delve into it a little bit more, what was the point where you said, "All right, we need an outsider to kind of"? Was there like just a point when you said, "All right, we've kind of gone as far as we can doing it all ourselves, and let's have somebody else chime in"? Because I remember when you guys were here for the first album.